Welcome to Reality Check, conversations with experts about applications, solutions, and the things Wi-Fi can do beyond just connectivity. Your host is Matthew Edwards, a Wi-Fi product marketing manager with Arrowhead Networks.
Hi everyone, thank you for joining today's session. This is a three-part podcast series, and it's all around the future of retail. Especially how you can transform the customer experience through things like mobile devices, personalized engagement, how you can leverage Wi-Fi, etc. So exciting times for retailers. And I'm lucky enough to be joined by Bill Hoppin, VP of Business Development for Arrowhead Networks. And he's going to be joining this discussion around the future of retail, the challenges and how we get across them, and hearing some success stories from Bill's experience. So first of all, very good morning to you, Bill. And if you could give us a very quick introduction of yourself just to the listeners, that would be great.
Thanks, Matt. And thanks for having me join you on this podcast. Really looking forward to getting into it. So I run business development here at Arrowhive. One of the elements of that function is really looking at how do we really drive more value for our end customers above and beyond just Wi-Fi connectivity. One of the cool things about Arrowhive technology is it creates a platform that allows our end customers to do a lot more than just connect devices reliably and securely. It actually allows them to gain more insight and information about the customers and employees in those environments and deliver unique value. And one of the first verticals that we've seen where this has the most value is the retail vertical. There's a lot of Wi-Fi being deployed or has been deployed in the retail customers for mobile point of sale or for scanning needs in the back office, as well as some guest Wi-Fi. But what retailers are finding is the Wi-Fi connectivity platform can create an opportunity to engage customers in unique and interesting ways. And that's one of the things I look after here at Arrowhive and was the driver behind our personal engagement platform strategy, which is all about that.
Fantastic. Thanks, Bill. Yeah, so obviously here are a few key technologies in there, Wi-Fi, personalized engagement platforms, applications, insights. It really does feel like within the retail space at the minute, there's a great opportunity for many retailers to use all of these technologies, I guess fusing kind of the online world, which is obviously building in presence, with this kind of in-store experience. I mean, what are the main technologies that you are typically seeing within some of the leading retailers today, and how is that affecting the customer experience as you see it?
Great question and an interesting one. I'll start by talking about some of the trends that we see across retail in general. And you know, with Black Friday and Cyber Monday just behind us, you know, we've seen a dramatic increase in customer comfort level in e-commerce. I think depending on the numbers, anywhere from 16 to 20% more consumers were buying products and services online than the previous year. And that's, if you look at over a couple of years, there's been a dramatic increase in that comfort level. And retailers are looking at that. Actually, within that statistic, I think about 25% of those electronic transactions or e-commerce transactions were done over mobile. Those are exciting numbers for a number of reasons. But what it's telling retailers is it's important and actually critical to have a digital strategy that merges and blends both the in-store experience with the e-commerce and mobile experience. There's sort of three ways retailers are looking at how they engage their customers, either through a mobile application, in-store, or online. And how retailers are trying to triangulate how they blend those means of communication and interaction with customers in such a way that they can develop a personal kind of relationship or personalized relationship with their customers. And so as they look at trying to solve this problem, they are looking at a range of different technologies. And I'd say one of the things that we see out there is a lot of retailers know they need to do something. They are researching and becoming more familiar with some of the options out there, Wi-Fi being one of the hottest and most powerful ways to go deliver this blended experience across in-store and online. But they're challenged with understanding what combination of things make the most sense for their brand, for their products and services, and specifically for their customers. And in many cases, not just customers in general, but customers across different regions, across different demographics, across, you know, buying abilities, et cetera. So it's an exciting, times. Retailers know they need to do something, and yet there's no clear answer as to what's going to work exactly for them. And so what that boils down to in terms of technology is retailers are telling us, and in general, it seems to be the trend, they're looking for a platform. They're looking for something that can get them started, can allow them to try different technologies and techniques, but not be locked into one specific technology or technique, because it may not work for all their customers across all their demographics. It also may not work a year from now or 2 years from now. Things are changing very quickly. So as they deploy new things in their stores, they're looking for things that can provide them options and flexibility both today and down the road.
Okay, so you made some really good points in there, actually, Bill. So one thing I noticed, obviously, you said retailers they're still trying to figure out exactly what technology is right for them, and there may not be one-size-fits-all solutions out there. Are you finding that retailers are still kind of in this testing phase and POC of different technologies, or are there clear strategies for some of the larger retailers who are fully putting their feet into the pond, as it were, and trying to figure out, you know, where this strategy should take them? Because to me, it kind of feels sometimes I hear about all the technology and the possibilities, you know, the analytics, the insights, this personalized engagement, etc. But a lot of the stores that I tend to go into, sometimes it still feels like nothing has really changed. I know I'm walking around with my mobile device, but you know, how are the larger retailers actually using that device to, I guess, engage with me and change my experience today from what you've seen?
Well, there's some great examples, and I'll get into those in a second. But I think in terms of where we are and the overall evolution of the digitalization and the blended environment but across in-store application and online, we're really at the tipping point. Again, I'll refer back to the increase in e-commerce. So that means customers are more comfortable transacting electronically. The dramatic statistic that 25% of those transactions happened over mobile, and the fact that people are clearly comfortable with going into a store to get more contact with the brand, more contact with the products. You know, Amazon's even opening up stores, so all these things are kind of happening. And what I'd say, I'd point to a couple examples. The Starbucks loyalty app is a great one. It's, you know, well known to be an application that's driven increased business and loyalty to the Starbucks brand. It offers convenience. You go into the store, the application recognizes you're in the store, already knows your preferences, delivers you a message, hey, would you like the usual kind of thing? You can select that. When it's ready, you just go pick it up. So there's no waiting in line to order and then waiting in line to pick up your beverage. You just transact over your mind to pick up your beverage. You just transact over your mobile. You pick it up when it's ready. So this is an experience that's really cool. And it's a good example of the kinds of experiences that consumers will like. It's personalized. It's not creepy. It's not overly invasive, or you don't feel like your privacy has been compromised. It's convenience that's cool and appropriate. So that's a great example of an experience that's driving increased business for Starbucks, and I think maps across, you know, a whole bunch of different kinds of retail experiences. The other thing that we're seeing is retailers are seeing the need to get, as part of a better in-store experience, they're looking at the Apple Store kind of an environment, saying, hey, we've got to get our associates from, you know, from behind the cash register. We need them on the floor, engaging, being more of a casual, engaged kind of experience on the floor. And you see this across a whole ton of customers, and this is driving mobile point of sale, which needs good secure Wi-Fi. And so that's probably one of the biggest things that's driving the need to upgrade or deploy Wi-Fi in these retail environments. And as part of the buying process, or as part of the investment decision about putting Wi-Fi in a retail store, they're starting to realize this is a means by which we can now start blending this offline e-commerce and mobile experience with the in-store experience and create something that's kind of more consistent across all those different means of connecting the customers. This is cool. And so when they're looking to make a decision and to roll out you know, either guest Wi-Fi or mobile point of sale, they're looking for a platform, and I refer to what I said earlier in the conversation. They're looking for a platform that can deliver that, the secure, reliable point of sale, wireless point of sale stuff, so I can get, you know, get the associates from behind the counter. But a platform that can not only deliver that, but that can allow them to try some of these new technologies, iBeacon for engagement applications, the ability to understand where customers are in the store, maybe if they've opted in to a loyalty program, know who those customers are and where they are in the store and when they're in the store, allow those associates to identify loyal customers that have bought a lot of product or have a preference to the brand when they're in the store, and be able to potentially engage those customers in a different way than others. And they're seeing that a platform that can do that from the Wi-Fi, and cloud is the key here. The ability to deliver Wi-Fi that is a cloud Wi-Fi, so that you can change quickly, adjust, and select different types of engagement and insight solutions, is exactly what they're looking for. This is solving the problem of Wi-Fi for core needs like mobile point of sale or guest Wi-Fi amenity, but delivering it in the form of a platform that solves all these other, that addresses these other trends. Customers being more comfortable on their mobile devices, wanting kind of a unified experience between their offline kind of e-commerce connection with the brand and the in-store experience.
That sounds really good. Yeah, I think there's definitely a lot going on in the retail space. I think you touched on some technologies there, such as beacons, which are certainly an exciting complement to Wi-Fi, and then the back-end cloud. Mm-hmm. I guess one of the last points I'd probably like to touch on, actually, obviously with reference to the Wi-Fi, everybody expects the Wi-Fi side of things, and we are all carrying around these mobile devices. We'll talk about some of the challenges of that very shortly, but I guess one thing that would be interesting as a final point to explore would be when you talk around the cloud in terms of the Wi-Fi, and we focus on kind of analytics and big data and information, what do you feel is kind of the role of data kind of in these solutions? So when we're soaking up all this data, or I guess what kinds of data is actually being collected by the Wi-Fi solutions or from the devices themselves? And, you know, what does that actually offer to retailers today? Because I assume you're starting to get more of an ROI from your Wi-Fi than traditionally, where it just kind of went in and it would provide connectivity. So that would be interesting.
So retail, as retailers in general, have been using analytics for forever. The analytics, the data that they've been looking at is primarily point of sale data or other kinds of more traditional data that they have based on transactions and potentially traffic in their stores. They manually count foot traffic, so how many people come in, and then they try and map that against things they do in store layout or promotions they may do. And then ultimately it's the point of sale, you know, sort of the results. You know, are they getting more business? So they'll do things like say, hey, if I can map manually how many customers are in the store and how long they typically stay, and I can say that, boy, if a customer stays in the store an additional 5 minutes, that's an extra 10% on average I get out of my point of sale data. That's the kind of data they've been used to looking at. And they've been doing that traditionally. So retail understands big data and analytics and how to try to apply that to optimize their business. What Wi-Fi, they've also been taught and understand the power of analytics through the e-commerce. So, you know, the online world is all about, you know, Google Analytics, and there's all kinds of data that comes off the journey that a customer goes through when they hit a web page and eventually get to a product, get the answers they want. And that's been used to optimize the online experience. So the data is always to optimize the end customer experience. And that's important to remember. So as retailers think about big data and analytics, at the end of the day, it is all designed to optimize and ideally personalize the end customer experience so that they feel more comfortable buying products. They find the products that are best suited for them easily, and that makes it easy to transact, and that's a delightful experience. Now enter Wi-Fi. So Wi-Fi has the ability to deliver a tremendous amount of additional data that retailers have never had. The Wi-Fi can deliver data anonymously about how many customers are in the store, how long do they stay, how many are coming back. It's all anonymous. It replaces and augments what was a manual process. So many retailers can't manually track. Now they have the data just coming right off their Wi-Fi network. By having customers opt into the Wi-Fi and sign into the actual Wi-Fi itself and give over a little bit of information about themselves in exchange for getting coupons or relevant information or something like that, retailers get a whole new set of insights into the customers that are in the store. By using social login, if appropriate, to log into the Wi-Fi or other means of understanding the kinds of customers that are in the store using Wi-Fi, there's a whole new rich set of data that retailers get to know who's in there, what are they liking, what are they doing, where are they going, and then the result of that, cross-correlating that to point-of-sale data, cross-correlating that to some of the other data they have already got, they can even better optimize and personalize the customer experience and ultimately increase their business.
That sounds pretty good. Bill, thank you so much for that. There's a lot of interesting things going on in the technology space. As we said, obviously from the mobile devices themselves to the application side, to the back-end analytics, to the cloud, to the Wi-Fi, to the beacons. As you said, it was very interesting on the solution side that, you know, you don't have that one solution fits all. And I guess it's all about experimentation, which I guess it sounds like that's where a lot of retailers are today. And I think as we get to the third podcast within the series, it'll be really interesting to hear some concrete examples of how the pioneering retailers are actually taking these technologies and being very successful with them. And that will really shape the retail space in the next year or two. I think what we'll do in the next session is focus on, okay, we have this world of technology, it's exciting, but what are some of the pitfalls and challenges amongst all the opportunities for retailers? So with that, I would like to, first of all, Bill, thank yourself for this wonderful insight, and thank everybody for listening, and I shall see you on the second episode. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.